So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned three opinions regarding two people who do a malacha together, when they are chayev and when they are potter. But my kamiflugi, the Gemara explains the basis for each opinion, all based on the pasuk, v'im nefesh achas techata bishkogo me'am ha'oretz ba'asoysa, achas mi'mitzves Hashem, asher lo yiseh asenu v'ashem. If an individual sinned inadvertently, b'shogi, by transgressing one of the commandments of Hashem which are forbidden, he must bring a karban chatas. Reb Shimon holds that there are three mi'utim exclusions in the pasuk, nefesh techata, achas techata, ba'asoysa techata. That one is potter in the following three cases, in the following order, as per Rashi's explanation. Ze'erke v'zemaniach. One person lifts the object and the other places it down. This is the most logical exemption because each person did only half of the malacha. Ze'yachal v'ze'yachal. Two people who are each capable of doing this malacha by themselves do it together. In this case, each person participated in their entire malacha. However, it's unusual to do it together if it can be done by one person. Ze'enayachal v'ze'enayachal. Two people who each one cannot do the malacha by himself, do the malacha together. The Torah exempts them even though it's normal to do it together, since it cannot be done by one person. Rabbi Huda also agrees that there are three miyutim, but uses the third miyut to teach, Yachid she'asa b'ayroz bezdin. An individual person who sins based on the ruling of the Sanhedrin is potter. This leaves no limit to exempt ze'eno yachal v'ze'eno yachal. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, would hold Yochet she'asa b'ayroz bezdin is chayiv. If an individual sins based on the ruling of the bezdin, he is chayiv. Reb Meir holds that there are only two miyutim in the pasuk. One to teach that in the case of ze'erke v'ze'maniach, they are both potter. The other miyut teaches that Yochet she'asa b'ayroz bezdin is potter. This leaves no limit to exempt even ze'yachal v'ze'yachal, and of course ze'enayachal v'ze'enayachal. The Gemara now turns its attention to another scenario mentioned in the Braisa. Amamar. At the beginning of this sugi, we said that if one of the people doing the malacha could have done it on his own, and the other could not have done it on his own, one of the two is chayev. Rav Chisda explains that the one who was capable of doing it on his own is chayev, because the one who cannot do it on his own is considered a misayei b'mamish. Merely helping does not count as having contributed anything. Then Gemara brings four proofs for Rav Chisda. If a zav is riding in an animal and four garments were under the animal's legs, none of them become tamei medras. Since the animal is capable of standing on three legs, each individual leg is considered only a mesayeya. Rabbi Yosi Omer, hasus mitame al yodav hachamar al raglav. Tamei medras is only transferred to the cloth under the legs that the animal puts most of his weight on. A horse on its four legs, a donkey on its hind legs, even though the other legs are also misayeya. Ragle achas ala kli, v'ragle achas ala ritzpa. If a kohen has only one foot on the floor of the azara while doing the avoda, and the other foot is on the utensil or rock, the avoda can still be valid so long as the leg that's on the floor is supporting his weight, even though the other leg is also misayeya. Kibul miyamin v'smol misayate avodosik shera. If a kohen does avoda primarily with his right hand, even though his left hand helps, the avoid is still valid, and it is not considered to be avoid b'smal, which would be possible. All four prices prove misayeya ein boim mamish. The Gemara asks a shaila according to Reb Meir. Ibailahu, be'inon shir lezeh b'shir lezeh, idil mashir echa lekulam. When we say that two people who are each capable of doing the malacha on their own are both chai for doing the malacha together, is that only when there is a double shir, twice the measure normally necessary for the malacha, or even when it is just one shear of the malacha that they both share? For example, in the case of carrying food, the minimum shear to be chayiv is a gregris, a fig. Do we need the equivalent of one gregris or two? The Gemara first cites machlokes. Chadam ashir lezeh v'shir lezeh, v'chadam ashir echa lekulam. But then brings four proofs that a single shear would suffice. First, the Braisa mentioned earlier when the zav is on a bed that has each leg resting on a different cloth, all four cloths are tamei, even though they are all sharing the weight of a single zav. Second, tzvi shenichnas labayis. Two people who combine forces to close a heavy door in order to trap a deer on Shabbos are both chayiv, even though they are joining together to trap a single animal. Third, hashutvin shegonvu v'tavchu chayavim. Partners who stole and slaughtered an animal are chayiv to pay four or five times the animal's value, even though they shared in a single shechita. Finally, if two people carry a koneshel gardi, a reed used by a weaver, they are chayiv, even though presumably the reed is the minimum size needed to be chayiv for carrying. The Gemara rejects this last proof because Dilma de'isba k'dei larig mapa lezeh v'k'dei larig mapa lezeh. We may be speaking of a reed that is twice the minimum shear. Zok the Mishnah. Hamaitzi eichlin pachas mikashir b'kli, pater af ala kli, sha'kli tfeiluloi. If one carries a small amount of food in the utensil, he is pater for carrying the food since it is less than the minimum amount required for carrying, and he's also pater for carrying the utensil since it is secondary to the food. This demonstrates the rule that when one item is clearly secondary to the other, you are not chayv for carrying the tuffel, the secondary item. The Gemara cites a related braisa. Hamaitzi oichlin kashir. In mikli, chayv ala oichlin upatar ala kli. Same concept as the Mishnah. The food is primary and the utensil is secondary. He's only carrying the utensil to transport the food. Therefore, he's liable for the oichlin and exempt for the kli. However, vimhoi kli tsarach loy, chayev afalakli. If he needs the utensil outside for another purpose, he's liable for the kli as well, because in this case, the kli is not secondary to the food. The Gemara asks, generally, if one does the same aveira twice, behalam echad, in one state of unawareness, he's chayev only one karban chatas. Now here the Braisa says, chayev afalakli. He's liable for the kli as well, which seems to be saying that he must bring two chatois. The Gemara presents two possible answers. He was a shoyi regarding the food and a mazid regarding the utensil. For example, he was aware that it's forbidden to carry a kli, but thought it's permitted to carry oichlin. He was a shoyi regarding both the food and the utensil. But Rabbi Yochanan in Perikla Godel holds yediyos mechalkes. One who did the same aver twice, behelam echad, and first becomes aware of only one transgression, he becomes obligated in the karban chatos for that avera. When he later becomes aware of the other transgression, he becomes obligated in the second karban chatos.